Hello?
Hello. How you doing today, ma'am? My name is Tony from Arizona Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I am conducting a voluntary opinion survey. And I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Definitely, probably, 50-50, or you're not going to vote.
Yeah, I'm going to vote.
In the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My race?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm Hispanic.
Hispanic, okay. And if you don't mind me asking, what is your age?
I'm 60.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm confused.
Are you very satisfied or
no.
Very dissatisfied?
I'm not very satisfied.
So you're very dissatisfied?
No, I'm not very dissatisfied, but I'm not satisfied.
So you can say dissatisfied or
satisfied? No. That one is like, I have mixed emotions about that.
I hear you. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on, okay? Now for each one, I would like you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on, okay? You can use 10 for most important, 5 somewhat important, 0 not all important. Now you can choose any number from 0 to 10. Making housing more affordable. How important of an issue is that to you from 0 to 10 to have the president and Congress working on that, focused on?
And
what about protecting abortion and productive rights?
I don't really have an opinion about that one.
Okay. What about fighting inflation and improving the economy? From 0
yeah.
to 10, how would you rate it?
10.
What about reducing crime and gun violence?
10.
What about protecting Social Security and Medicare?
10.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Now, could you please rate your feelings toward some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100? 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. Zero, the opposite, very cold and unfavorable towards them. 50 is you are caught in the middle, okay? If you have no opinion or you don't know, just let me know, okay? Now,
about what?
About Democrats in Congress. How do you rate your feelings towards them? From 0 to 100.
Some of them are good, some of them are not so good.
Okay, as a whole group.
About 75.
75. What about the Food and Drug Administration or the FDA? How do you feel about them?
That one I don't have an opinion. I don't know. I'm not too familiar with what they do.
Okay. Now, what about Joe Biden? How would you rate your feelings toward Joe Biden? From 0 to 100.
80.
80, okay. Awesome. Now, let me read to you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or the FDA should be focused on. For each, please rate them on a scale from 0 to 10, how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is most important, 5 somewhat, and 0, not all important, okay? Authorizing prescription medication from 0 to 10, how they should be focused on now, 10. What about restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages?
That one, I have no opinion on that.
Okay. What about authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes?
What was that? I didn't hear that one.
Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
Yeah, they should get rid of tobacco products totally. I hate tobacco products.
All right, so that should be a 10? Okay. What about educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition?
Yeah, that should be a high priority.
Okay, so how would you rate it, 10?
10.
Okay. It's already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Would you support that or oppose that?
I support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Very.
Strongly, okay. Strongly. Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
You said
support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Yeah, ban. Yeah, ban.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strong.
Okay. Regardless of what you said on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Benefit.
Somewhat more benefit or much more benefit?
Much more benefit.
Okay. Regardless of what you're saying with this, on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or do you think there are other issues more important right now?
About the tobacco?
Yeah. Do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or do you think that there are more important issues right now?
Yeah, the drug the FDA.
Uh-huh. That should be a top priority, banning these type of products? Or do you think there are other things?
The illegal drugs are the ones that are bad, so I don't know how they would take care of that. Cause...
Okay. So, should that be a top priority, or other issues are more important right now?
That should be a top priority, because a lot of people are dying from those illegal drugs.
Yes. Yes, ma'am, you're right about that. Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive.
I didn't understand that question.
Well, which one do you think is a better approach for the government to use as they focus on its efforts on reducing tobacco use?
I think they should prohibit.
Okay. Now, let me read to you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. Now, for each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome, okay? Now, more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not all concerned that this outcome will happen?
Very concerned.
What about an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control? Are you very concerned that this will happen? Somewhat, not very, not all concerned.
That they're going to provide...
No, that what they're saying that, these people say that if the ban comes to pass, the federal government, okay, immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. If that happens, Are you very concerned that that will happen? Somewhat, not very, not all concerned.
Yeah, I'm very concerned.
What about the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales? Are you very concerned that that will happen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5, somewhat, 0, not all. Let me read the first statement. The first statement says, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minorities and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never...
Where you what? Hello? Hello?